Masechet Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Aseres v'chol yoyis be'er Shabbos. If Shavuot falls out on a Friday, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Yoyin Tzvayach Achar HaShabbos. Beis Shammai says the day of the Shechita. Oilet Ria is on Sunday. As Beis Shammai holds, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that it's also to bring the Oilet Ria on Yontif, and certainly you can't bring it on Shabbos. So therefore, the first day that you can bring the Oilet Ria is on Sunday. Now, even though Sunday is no longer Shavuot, then how can you bring the Oilet Ria 2 days after Shavuot? The Chachamim learn out that Aseres Yeshua Tashlumin Kol Shiva, that if you don't bring the Shamei Chagiga and the Oilet Ria on Shavuot itself, you can bring it for the next 6 days. So therefore, you can bring the Oilet Ria on Sunday. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Ein Yom Tovoyach. Beis Hillel said there is no specific day to bring the Oilet Ria. As Beis Hillel holds, you can bring it even on Yom Tov. So therefore, better that you should bring the Oilet Ria on Friday. But Beis Hillel agrees that if you fail to bring it on Friday, you can bring it for the following 6 days. Umodim Shemcho Liyos B'Shabbat Sheyoin Tzvayach Achar Shabbat. Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that if Shavuot falls out on Shabbat, then the day of the Shechita, or the Shamech Hagigah and Oilet Ria, is on Sunday. As Beis Hillel agreed, you can't bring the Shamech Hagigah and Oilet Ria on Shabbat. Ve'ein koin gadol mislabish bekelov, umutarim behesbedu tainet, shelo lekayim divrei ha'omrim aseres achar Shabbat. When Shavuot falls out on Shabbat, and therefore the Yom Tovah for the Shamei Chagiga and Oilet Ria is on Sunday, on that Sunday the Kohen Gadol does not wear his Shmoneh Begadim, which the Kohen Gadol normally only wears on a Shabbat or a Yom Tov, and that day is Mutar Behesperu Tainis, even though normally Isrucha is Asur Behesperu Tainis. And the reason for this is because the Tzedukim tell that Shavuot always comes out on Sunday. And they darken the pasuk to Tefarsa Mechani Machras HaShabbat, that the Sefiras HaOmer should start Dafka from a Sunday. As they learn Machras HaShabbat means Machras Shabbat Bereishis on a Sunday. So therefore, since Shavuot is always 7 weeks after the Tchilas HaOmer, so therefore Shavuot, according to the Tzedukim, always came out on Sunday, which is Keneged what the Chachamim learned the pasuk, and they learn Mimacharas HaShabbos means Mimacharas, the first day of Pesach. So therefore, in order that we shouldn't be Mechazik these days to Tzedukim, when we made a Yom Tovah on a Sunday, as people shouldn't say, see, the Chachamim agree with the Tzedukim, that Sunday is the right day for Shavuot. So therefore, they were knowing there would be Mutar Behesperu Tainis, and the Kohen Gadol would not wear Shmoneh Begadim, so it would not look at all like a Yom Tov. Masechet Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Noilin liyadayin lachulin v'la maiser v'la truma. When a person comes to eat chulin, he has to wash his hands. That is, of course, only if he eats bread. But if you eat anything else, you're not mechuyev to wash your hands. V'la maiser, the maiser that we're talking about over here is maiser sheni. Maiser rishon has the same din as chulin. And for maiser sheni, you're mechuyev to wash your hands even if you're not eating bread. The latruma also the same din. The la kodesh matila. Somebody who's coming to eat kodesh, such as a shlamim, or a chatos, or an asham, is mechuyev to be tovel his hands in a mikvah. The la chatos. In nitma yadav nitma gufo. Somebody who's coming to touch the mei chatos, the mayim that is mixed with the apron of a para aduma, the maze on Tmei Nathan, then the Chachamim gave an extra chumrah, which is if the hands become tamit with something which is a tuma derabbanan that is mitami only yadayim, such as oichlin and maskin tmeim, that oichlin and maskin midaraisa is not mitami a person at all, and the Chachamim were geyser that it's mitami the yadayim, then the din would be that if, after you touch the Oichlin Umaskin Tmeim, You now want to touch the May Parah Adumah, then you have to be toivel your whole group in a mikvah.